Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Last week, we reported that state wildlife biologists have not found any evidence of damage to fish species in the Yellowstone River downstream of the oil spill in January near Glendive. But Ryan Mooring, a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says that doesn't mean scientists are finished looking.
That's correct. We are currently taking a look at any potential impacts to the endangered pallid sturgeon in the Yellowstone River.
Pallid sturgeon were given endangered species status in 1990. Scientists still aren't sure exactly how many of the fish remain in the Missouri River system. Mooring says tracking devices implanted in some pallid sturgeon show that some of the fish were present in the river downstream of January's rupture of the Bridger Pipeline Company's Poplar Pipeline. That spilled an estimated 30,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone a few miles upstream of Glendive. Biologists have caught and tested five other species of fish in the lower Yellowstone for damage from the oil spill and found nothing that leads them to believe those species have suffered significant harm. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks issued a temporary advisory to people who might eat the fish, but it expired this spring. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Mooring says biologists have not yet taken samples from pallid sturgeon to test for oil contamination.
We captured four pallid sturgeon from the watershed. Those are currently housed at Garrison Dam National Fish Hatchery. They're waiting to be spawned in June. So what we are going to do once that spawning has taken place is take some samples of those live fish. We believe that that will help us have a better understanding about direct impacts to pallid sturgeon, but that won't occur until at least after June.
If biologists find impacts to pallid sturgeon, Mooring says, the data will be presented to a larger watchdog organization.
It's important to note that a trustee council has been formed. This council has been established to investigate injury related to the spill. The council consists of Fish and Wildlife Service experts, as well as a state natural resource damage program experts. So we're working cooperatively with the state to identify any impacts that may have occurred.
If that council is able to quantify any damages to habitat or wildlife resources, they can be used to pursue a claim against Bridger Pipeline to pay for habitat restoration. When the spill occurred, the Wyoming-based company pledged to cover all cleanup and restoration costs. At the end of the initial cleanup, an official from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency praised Bridger for its efforts to date. I'm Eric Whitney.